AM 790 Talk and Business presents Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island with your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser. Join Bronwyn to hear about the next Waterfire event in downtown Providence, plus other great cultural events happening in the community. Now, here's your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser.
And hello, 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 and welcome to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. We're here with you every Wednesday between 4 and 5, telling you all about what's happening with Waterfire, what's coming up at the next event. We're chatting with our sponsors and bringing you behind the scenes and let you know everything that's going to be happening and going on so that you have knowledge and that when you come down to the river, you know what to go see. We've got a great, great weekend that we're setting up for, a huge, huge Waterfire lighting. Saturday, September 26th, we've got Chinese culture coming to Waterfire. Steeple Street is going to be turned into Little China, thanks to the U.S. China Institute and the Confucius Institute, and there'll be all sorts of different displays and Chinese calligraphy and all sorts of information. There's going to actually be singing on the basin stage, Chinese operatic singing and performances, which will be amazing. And there's also a salute to educators that's happening. And this is a really big fire because we've got a lot of important sponsors that have really come together to make sure that this night is just going to be fabulous. One of them being, of course, Lifetime Medical, as everybody knows, and we say it every week. This show actually is underwritten by National Grid and sponsored by Lifetime Medical, who is also a big season sponsor of Waterfire and has been a supporter of Waterfire for many, many years. They helped us to build a boat when we needed one years ago, and they've been with us in the Brazier Society tent for years, and I'm so excited because they're doing something really phenomenal. One, it's not only what they do for a living, providing home health care, and we'll talk a little bit about that in a second, but it's also, you know, they're so community involved, and what they do is they bring people together. They're hiring, which anybody knows right now. I know there's a lot of people out there looking for jobs, and they're hiring, so they're going to be at Waterfire on Canal Street. There's going to be a tent, and Lifetime Medical this weekend will be telling people about, one, what they do, but two, go show up. And if you have any interest in being a certified nursing assistant, and really that's a vocation that we'll talk about in a little while, but go down, make sure that you stop in at that tent and find out a little bit about these great people. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to two of my favorite people because they're my sponsors and they've helped bring Waterfire to life now for years. Lou Pialino, who is the president of Lifetime Medical. Hi, Lou.
Nice to meet. See you again, Bronwyn.
It's always good to see you. I get to see you at every Waterfire, and it's awesome. And we also have Gary Alexander, who is a healthcare specialist working with Lifetime Medical. So I want to start by saying, hi, Gary. How are you doing today?
Excellent. It's a pleasure to be here.
I know. And check out that weather outside,
oh, it's fabulous.
I know. It's like, it doesn't feel like we're in September, does it?
Not at all. Fall is really fast, came here very fast, so
I
yes,
know.
It's a little cool out there today.
It's beautiful, and I'm so psyched that you're going to be sponsoring the upcoming fire this weekend, because don't you love those fall fires, Lou, when it's just, you know, there's a little bit of that crisp, like, feeling in the air?
I got to say, Bron, when they're awesome, and it seems like Waterfire always gets great weather.
We
all the years
out.
We've been sponsoring, we've been very pleased with the weather.
Well, I think I've been with Waterfire for 10 years, or 11 seasons, actually. And out of all of those years, we've only canceled 3 fires. So that's a pretty good record, if you ask me. And so, yeah, we usually get some great weather. And I know that, you know, again, there'll be a little bit of a crispness in the air on Saturday, but it's going to be a great, great night. And, you know, I want to thank you, Lou, for the many, many years of supporting us and what Lifetime Medical does. But could you explain to our listeners what Lifetime Medical is?
Well, the company's been in, around for almost 40 years, you know, just maybe shy of 40 years. And what we do is we keep people, elderly people, young people, anyone that has a home care need, safe and independent in their own homes. That's our goal. We keep people from going into nursing homes. There's obviously a need for nursing homes, but people seem to do a lot better at home. They're able to mend. They're able to stay in their own home, and they seem to be a lot healthier and happier in their own home. So what Lifetime Medical does is we provide skilled nursing in the home. We provide PT, OT, but a large number of our clients also get paraprofessional help from certified nursing assistants, as you said, and we are hiring. There's always a need for caring individuals to work in the home. So we always have that need, and we're looking this weekend to have an initiative to hire certified nursing assistants or nurses as well. Yeah. So our goal is to keep people safe and independent in their home. And, you know, we have I think Gary can tell you, we have a large elderly population that seems to be growing in Rhode Island. We're probably one of the largest states as far as per capita of individuals over 85.
Really?
It's incredible. I think Rhode Island might rank 2 or 3. He probably has a little bit more on that. But yeah, from a national level and a local level, as far as the statistical numbers that that attest to that. So I think our goal has always been to keep people safe and independent, but make sure that people are happy where they are.
Yeah.
And that's what our company does.
Well, and Gary, now how long have you been with Lifetime Medical?
About 3 years.
Yeah. And, you know, we were talking about this before we came on air, but it truly is. I think the people that go into that profession and, you know, there's a big heart that's involved there, and it's more of a, I would not call it a profession, but I'd call it a vocation. What made you get involved in the healthcare specialty area?
Well, first of all, I've always had an interest in public service. I come from a very religious background, and that moved into government and public service, and it was a natural for me to work in the healthcare and human services industry. And I came to quickly find out that home care is not only vital economically, but it's a wellness program. It really is wellness for our elderly, our children, and our physically and intellectually disabled. Mm-hmm. And we need to put more resources into home care. If we want to solve our health care crisis in this country, mm-hmm, we want to drive down costs, improve people's health, then we need to put more resources into home care. Nationally, we spend about 85% of our long-term care dollars in the nursing home industry or in long-term care facilities, and only about 15% in home care. So if we really want to make a change in health care, home care is the way to go.
Well, I know, because I remember when my mother-in-law was, she was in a nursing home, and I have to tell you, the expense was absolutely astronomical, and it was a very tough thing to keep up with. And I think, you know, you're absolutely right when you say keeping somebody in their home and being able to provide the services of a nurse and that caring atmosphere really makes a difference in somebody's well-being, both, you know, body, mind, soul, and spirit, because, again, they're surrounded by loved ones and people that, you know, are always there and keeping things kind of moving ahead. Now, Lou, I've got to ask you, because this is something that I've always found curious, especially, you know, with Obamacare and things moving. How have you seen the trends in the last few years when it comes to healthcare, and are more people staying home, or how is that kind of?
Well, there have been these ebb and flows. I mean, it's really hard to put your finger on it. There is this desire for government and many groups to try to keep people at home. There are a lot of players in the healthcare arena. So to answer your question, there have been peaks and valleys. It's like a roller coaster.
Yeah.
There have been times where home care has seemed to be the focus of attention, and then other times, more recently, where they haven't utilized home care to the extent that they can. But, you know, it's pretty apparent that the elderly are happier, they mend at home, they're safe and independent at home, yeah, and they prefer to be at home. And I think, and it's less expensive over the long term. So I think, you know, I think the initiative should be for the state and the federal government to focus on this and make this a top priority.
Yeah, well, because I imagine because of the baby boomer generation that it's just going, I mean, you said that we've got a high per capita right now of elderly. That's just going to get bigger and bigger, isn't it?
Yeah, exponentially, the elderly population will become a greater percentage of our overall population. Rhode Island's elderly population, Rhode Island ranks about 3 or 4 nationally in terms of the percentage of elders, and it costs about $70,000 to $75,000 take care of $70,000 to $75,000 to take care of an individual in a nursing home,
yeah.
and the average for home care is about $25,000 to $30,000. So it's a huge, huge difference.
That's a massive difference.
It's a massive difference, and individuals overwhelmingly prefer to stay at home. I always call this a freedom initiative,
mm-hmm.
and if we really want to have people live free, they need to be in their own home.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like that's very important, and that we're going to have to be keeping up with kind of the movement of things, again, as the baby boomers generation moves ahead, and, you know, as we kind of keep on going. But I want to ask a little bit about WaterFire now, because, Lou, you and your wife, Marie, have been just incredible. Why WaterFire? Why have you supported
Well, I think WaterFire is a great venue. It's probably one of the nicest venues that the state offers in the entire in the entire state. I mean, you can go to Newport. Newport is beautiful. But, you know, WaterFire has a special significance. People come from all over the world to come to WaterFire. We've noticed that. People are really joyous. I got to say, it's very civil there. People are always happy.
Mm-hmm.
It's an opportunity for our families to go down and celebrate the beauty of Providence. That's why WaterFire.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny that because I've always said this. To me, it's probably one of the best social experiments that if you create the right environment, which this now reminds me of Lifetime Medical, as I'm saying it, but if you create the right environment, right action follows. So even as you're talking about keeping somebody in their home and keeping them happy, that, you know, that really does lift somebody's spirits. And we do the same thing at WaterFire, but we're just doing it in a different way. And, you know, we're so thankful for your sponsorship. Now, if somebody wants to learn more about, one, how they can get in touch with you to either acquire your services or to even apply for a job, how do they do that?
Well, the easiest way would be to call our number, 333-3333. It's all threes.
That's pretty easy, isn't it?
It's an easy number to remember. Or they can call 1-800-333-NURSE. All those threes are in there. 1-800-333-NURSE,
yeah.
or 333-3333.
Excellent. And is there anything that you would like to kind of just put out there? We've got about 2 minutes left, and that you'd like to put out there that we think our listeners should know about either Lifetime Medical or just the home healthcare industry anyway?
I'd just like to say that, you know, over the years I've worked with hundreds upon hundreds of home care agencies, either overseeing them, running Health and Human Services in Rhode Island and Pennsylvania, or working with them directly, and Lifetime is among the best that I've seen from the perspective of quality, oversight, and just a caring and loving atmosphere for the individuals they serve.
Well, I can only imagine that, because just based on you, Lou, and Marie, you're two of the most caring people that I know.
And thank you for that.
Knowing that you own that company, I'm sure it all just trickles down at the end of the day. So we are looking really forward to this weekend's fire. Thank you for helping us bring it to Providence and light up the city on Saturday. And we are just very grateful for all that you do.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for hosting us here today.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you. You're listening to AM 790, your station for talk and business. I'm Bronwyn Dannenfelter, your host, and we'll be back in a second to talk more about this weekend's WaterFire lighting, because it is huge.